Hashtag Cruzifer, just one of the trending items today after former House Speaker John Boehner called Ted Cruz Lucifer. Hashtag Lemonade had a big week as well after Beyonce's album drop. Comedian Amy Schumer has been trending, as has a new T-shirt about fatherhood. Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, is in Washington monitoring the news through social media. Hi, Femi.
Hello, what an amazing week. There's so much to talk about.
There is.
I'm going to squeeze it in.
Let's start with Amy Schumer. This new skit with comedian Kyle Dunnigan. They're cheery home shopping network hosts selling a gun. They pass it back and forth, make believe they're shooting, take phone calls, which escalate to this one.
Hi, I wanted to buy a lot of these, but I am a suspected terrorist on the no-fly list.
Oh. Uh-oh. You're fine, sweet potato
fine.
Fries. The no-fly list. No one can tell you that you don't have a right to buy a gun in this country you're trying to destroy.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing. That sound from Comedy Central. Femi, tell us more about the skit.
So the skit goes through all the things that people who are into the end of you being able to buy a gun for any reason. Perhaps you may have a mental disability. You may be really young. It goes for all of these reasons, which are actually very serious reasons and part of the end gun violence lobby. But they turned into jokes. So it's ridiculous. It's funny. If you're part of the gun lobby, you're not going to find any of this funny. But it turns into this home shopping network sketch. That's the whole point. It's poking fun at the holes in gun control as we have it right now.
Well,
in the US.
They scroll across the screen, the names of the members of Congress taking money from the gun lobby. So what are people saying about this online? I can only imagine.
Goodness me. So these are very tested arguments for the gun lobby and then pro-gun control campaign. So they're going back and forth. But something that's really particular about this sketch is at the very end of it, one tweeter actually noticed this. This was Lee Claypool. She says, call the number on the screen during Amy Schumer's end gun violence sketch to be connected to Congress and demand that they pass background checks. So at the end of this skit, there's a really serious way for you to, if you believe that there should be more gun control, for you to actually call your member of Congress and do that. So there's humour, but there's also a big campaign as well going on at the same time in a comedy show on Comedy Central.
Well, humour, but also something serious behind this new T-shirt you saw. It's created by a father, but it's getting comments from other fathers. Tell us about it.
Al Ferguson is part of the Dad Network, and he has a T-shirt that he's sharing, and it says, "Dads don't babysit, it's called parenting." I want to kind of add a, like, duh on the end of it. And that went out on Reddit. It was to raise money for dads who wanted to go to a conference, and they may be low income. So there was a big reason behind it. But then the comments that came in were really quite poignant. One dad said, "When I'm looking after my kids, people congratulate me on being a good dad. And where's mum? And are you babysitting?" And another dad said, "I really want to have a sleepover, but no one will come and sleep over because I'm a single dad." Yeah. So amongst all of the humour, there was also this really poignant sharing of very sort of sweet moments of dads saying, just because we're looking after the children, we're not babysitters. That's our job. We're parents.
We love the Dad Network. And we're going to hook you up, by the way, to all of this that we're talking about at hereandnow.org. But meanwhile, we want to do sort of a follow-up on a story we did yesterday. We focused on that new video from two female Chicago sports journalists.
Yeah, listen to it. Yeah,
Sarah Spain. Oh, thank you. It's still at hereandnow.org. But Sarah Spain, Julie DeCaro. The website Just Not Sports invited them to sit while men read to their faces some of the tweets these women have received. Here's some of the more benign.
Sarah Spain sounds like a nagging wife on TV today.
Not even married yet.
Julie DeCaro is a run-of-the-mill, mediocre beat writer.
Not atrocious, not good.
Just sort of there.
I'm actually not a beat writer at all, but okay.
Like I said, these are the more benign. They get horrible. There are death threats. You know, they're threatened with murder. You host a social media show. How's this resonating?
Well, there's a bit of our job, which is really uncomfortable because we're asking our online community, our viewers as well, to join in a conversation. If we're really honest and reflect what's happening on Twitter, on Facebook, on the internet, some of it is unpalatable. It's really hard to actually share with other people. So, for instance, we did a week ago, we put female captains, pilots, all together, and we asked for people, what questions do you have? And one of them was, how on earth do you think you could fly a plane? I'd get off if you were flying a plane, you're beep, bleep, 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 bleep. Mm. And then we thought, should we share these or should we curate them? Because that is part of the real opinions that are out there. And then this week we did Flying While Muslim, and you can just imagine the hate that we got from that conversation. So our trick always, and I would suggest this for everybody who's got a Twitter page or a Facebook page that's out there on social media, curation, curation, curation.
Yeah.
That's how you deal with it.
By the way, you can see the video, hear our story at hearandnow.org. We're getting a lot of comments there as well. So join that conversation and, you know, the curation. Femi Okeh, she hosts The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Robin.